This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. You never need to ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in. Full-service law firm. Also, you do not need to live in Brandon. You do not need to work in Brandon. You do not need to have your legal issue originate in Brandon. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Huge supporters of the Todd Wright family of podcast, and they provide gifts and prizes and play as a foursome in virtually every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Huge supporters of mine, call Brandon Legal Group anytime you are in need of legal assistance. 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. The Toddcast is also presented by Pin Chasers. The weekend is here, and if you want to get out of the heat, get out of the rain, or you're just looking for something fun to do, Pin Chasers is a terrific option for you. They have three locations: 6816 Gale Boulevard, 4847 North Armenia, 5555 West Hillsborough. For more info, pinchasers.net. You can call 813-871-2695. I believe that's the Armenia location. They have late night specials Sunday through Thursday, the Breakfast Bowl, full breakfast, 2 hours of bowling before 11 a.m. 7 days a week is only $8. You never pay to rent shoes at Pin Chasers. And even if you don't have socks for those shoes, just let Pin Chasers know, and they'll be happy to provide a new pair for you to wear so you can enjoy bowling there. They do have arcade games. The pizza is excellent. Visit Pin Chasers. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary. Congratulations to Anthony Peroni, and thanks for his support of the golf tournaments on the Todd Wright Tour and the Todd Wright Toddcast as well. Speaking of golf tournaments, I don't have one to sell you right now. I'm working on logos and marketing. So in the meantime, if you're looking for a fun golf event later this month, why don't you play in the same one that I am going to play in? And it is at a regular Todd Wright Tour golf course. My friends at West Chase Golf Club, supporters of the Todd Wright Tour and host of Todd Wright Tour XXII in December. West Chase is doing its second annual par 3 shootout, July 27th, 2 p.m. It's only a $45 entry fee and includes a full barbecue dinner prepared by my man, Chef Daniel, the Cowboys fan. Chef Daniel has cooked for my golfers, and I really enjoyed this famous barbecue dinner after last year's first par 3 shootout at West Chase. I remember coming in the clubhouse and Jared saying, we're going to do this again. And he is. Again, it's only $45, 2 p.m., July 27th at West Chase Golf Club. And what it means is a par 3 shootout. If you've never played West Chase, don't think it's a par 3 golf course. It's not. It is a full par 72 with par 3s, par 4s, par 5s. But what Jared and his staff do is they convert the entire course to par 3. So of the four par 3s, you'll play them from normal tee boxes. On the other 14 holes, you will play from tee markers set up in different areas, which allow you to attack the green and play one shot into each green and putt for birdie. And if anyone, and no one did last year, if anyone makes a hole-in-one, the first hole-in-one will win $1,000. We didn't have any last year. Maybe this year will be different. And each hole will have a closest to the pin winner. So that's 18 winners right there. It's a fun event. It's only $45. It's at West Chase Golf Club, the second annual par 3 shootout, July 27th, 2 p.m. Also keep this in mind. For those of you doing the math saying, 2 p.m., so let's assume normal these events, if they're not a Todd Wright Tour event, they might go 5 hours and then the dinner, I got to get up Monday. Stop. It's a par 3 tournament. It's not going to take you 5 hours to play. You're pulling one club to hit that ball to that green 18 times and like one or two putts, and that's it. You're done. You're moving on. I think my team last year, we might have finished all 18 holes in around 3 hours. Yeah, I mean, it's going to move fast. Think about it. Call 813-854-2331, extension 225, to reserve your spot. And I'm sure Jared would love for you to play as a single, and he'll pair you up. A twosome, he'll pair you up. A threesome or a foursome. So don't be hesitant if you don't have four players. Call 813-854-2331, extension 225, for West Chase Golf Club's second annual Par 3 Shootout. Only $45, dinner from Chef Daniel included. I will be playing in this event myself. So if you do decide to play, let me know so I can say hi to you that day. And maybe we can get you to play in some future Todd Wright Tour events, maybe even the Todd Wright Tour event at West Chase in December. Speaking of that, email me if you play in the Par 3 Shootout, or you can email me with ideas for the Toddcast, or email me with reaction to this Toddcast or any previous Toddcast at write.todd@yahoo.com. Again, here's what I say to you. If you want to just post on a message board or on social media or email joebucksfan.com some comment about something I say on these podcasts, I will never see it. Now, maybe that's what you want, because you would like to comment on me without me knowing about it. And that, to me, is pretty gutless. For those of you that actually have accountability and would like to actually start a conversation, you can email me directly, and I promise I will write you back at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I also welcome you to follow me on Facebook. It's very simple. Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Todd Wright is a common name. I don't know of many other Todd Wrights on Facebook in Tampa, Florida. And if you look closely at the photo on the page, you'll know if it's me or not, because they're all pretty much golf related. You can also follow me on Instagram at ToddWright2019. Earlier this week, as I've done a ton of Toddcasts for you this week, I talked about the Kawhi Leonard shift of the NBA to the Los Angeles Clippers, him bringing Paul George with him, and all the ripple effects of free agency in the NBA. And one of the things I just touched on in that Toddcast was my opinion that that could mean Russell Westbrook leaves Oklahoma City, and if he does, I think he'll end up in Houston. As a matter of fact, I even texted my golf buddy Drew Garabo, who was appearing on Mike Olivero's radio show Saturday afternoon, July 6th, from 2 to 4. I've been on Mike's show as well on 102.5 The Bone. I sent Drew this text, I have the screenshot of it, at 3.02 p.m. while they were in a break, and I was listening to Drew talk to Mike on Saturday, July 6th. Nice of you to do the show with Mike. I stayed up last night watching coverage of the earthquake named Kawhi that hit Southern California. Westbrook ends up in Houston, reunited with Harden. Again, the last sentence I sent on July 6th at 3.02 p.m., Westbrook ends up in Houston, reunited with Harden. Did I break the story? No. I'm not in the business of breaking stories. But did I give you the right info? Yeah, I did. So how did I call that shot? Okay. Let's backtrack. So when Paul George dropped the bomb on Oklahoma City management, trade me by midnight tonight, and that was the night Kawhi said, if you can get Paul George, I'll come. Oklahoma City made a decision, and that decision was very clear. We're not going to be able to compete with what we currently have. Let's go ahead and satisfy this trade request, and then let's start thinking about starting over. So keeping Russell Westbrook for the next 4 years on that Supermax deal made no sense. They weren't going to compete. Honestly, they hadn't been competing, even with Paul George and the Carmelo Anthony experiment. It was probably tough for the Oklahoma City Thunder management to admit that this was kind of the end and they had to hit the reset button, because for the better part of 10 plus years, they had very aggressively competed in the NBA's Western Conference and even one time won the West and went to the NBA Finals. Don't forget that. That was the 2012 NBA Finals. They won the West as the 2 seed. They were loaded. They won game one of the NBA Finals against LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and the Heat, and then lost the next four. And it wasn't like anybody got hurt at the end of game one or in game two that affected the dynamic of that series. They got beat 4 straight after winning game one. And one of the biggest reasons was James Harden played very poorly. Back then, he was the 6th man of the year. He was. He came off the bench. He was the 6th man of the year that season that the Thunder won the West and went to the NBA Finals. But in those NBA Finals, big surprise, Harden didn't show up. As a matter of fact, if you go back and look at the box scores, don't bother. I did it for you. I did it years ago. Harden basically only had 1 good half of basketball in the entire 5 games. And I think it was in game 2 that they lost. The other 9 halves of basketball, Harden was pretty much a no-show. Now, granted, his role was different back then because he came off the bench. But once he came off the bench, he was basically treated as a starter with Russell Westbrook, with Kevin Durant. They had a young Serge Ibaka back then, a young Nick Collison, a rising star, supposedly, in the coaching ranks in Scottie Brooks. They were a hot team. James Harden left and was actually traded after that run to the finals to the Houston Rockets the next offseason. And that's where James Harden has been ever since. And he has not been back to the NBA Finals since. The Rockets have tried to put various superstars and other combinations with him, whether it's been Dwight Howard or Chris Paul, and various other pieces with different coaches to surround James Harden to get to the NBA Finals. They've never done it. So, who was the one player, not just the one, but who was a player that James Harden actually played with and got to the finals with? Russell Westbrook. Now, there are all these reactions to the move of Westbrook going to Houston, saying Harden and Westbrook cannot coexist. They did for years. Now, sure, Harden was a 6th man, but he was a 6th man basically treated once he came off the bench as a starter. So they've already coexisted. As a matter of fact, they've had their most success playing together. And sure, Kevin Durant was there too. And he's not joining the Rockets. He is rehabbing and getting paid to do it with his miserable friend, because they're miserable human beings, Kyrie Irving. Both of them are two of the most miserable people in the NBA, and now they're together. And one's hurt and one's not. It's a mess. But I understood this. I mean, this just made so much sense. So it was as simple as, okay, OKC is going to admit this is the end of this era. This is the end of this run. We kept as much of it together as we could, namely Russell Westbrook and Nick Collison, and we brought in Carmelo Anthony, and we found Steven Adams, and we brought in Paul George, and free agency, for lack of a better term, is just about over as it relates to the superstar players. So we can't really do that now. We've got Russell signed for 4 years on a Supermax deal, and there's no way we can put together a team that can get out of the first round based on some of the other things going on in the Western Conference right now. So you had that. So it was Oklahoma City admitting they need to trade Russell Westbrook. And we actually heard reports right away that the Rockets made a call to Toronto because Toronto just lost Kawhi. Granted, Kawhi is not a point guard, but it's like, okay, you just lost a superstar. Would you like to trade us for ours? And apparently Toronto said, nope, we're good. We're going to figure this out another way. Whether they do or not is another story. So then you just got this feeling that once that happens, you know the deal has to happen. It just did. There was no turning back on this. So it was more when and where than if. And I took a look at, so Toronto said no. Boston wasn't going to do it. They already had Kemba Walker. The Sixers aren't going to do it. They already made their move with Horford and still have Ben Simmons. Milwaukee just didn't seem like a fit to me. It just didn't. And dare I say, I don't know how aggressive the Bucks management is to bring in another superstar player to pair with Antetokounmpo, the way these other teams who have been successful have, that they're willing to continue to take their chances with what they have. Some brought up the Miami Heat. I got that, but I don't make much of the Heat since LeBron left. They just don't do anything for me. They made one deal with the Sixers involving Richardson and I'm just not a fan of anything that Miami is doing. To me, they aren't very significant and aren't a threat. So why would Russell Westbrook want to go there? Because he obviously had some say in this as well. The Magic were actually brought up. I liked to hear that just because the Magic generally aren't even talked about, but the Magic won game one of the playoffs against the NBA, NBA champion Raptors. They retained Vujovic, who amazingly they got in the original Dwight Howard deal, and have some other pieces. But Houston just stood out. And it stood out because Daryl Morey just doesn't give up. I don't know Daryl. He makes a lot of moves I don't necessarily agree with. But I'm hard-pressed, and I've thought about it a lot the last day. Is there a more aggressive general manager in all of North American professional sports than Daryl Morey of the Houston Rockets? And that move to get Russell Westbrook, I knew looked attractive to him. He had already made it pretty clear that he was willing to trade various pieces off this last Rockets team, and we had heard plenty about how the current relationship between Chris Paul and James Harden wasn't necessarily as good as it is portrayed in the State Farm ads. Also, because Chris Paul was signed to a big deal, Morey could make a deal with Oklahoma City because, unlike, say, in baseball, where you can trade a player making a lot of money for prospects, in basketball, those deals can't happen. You have to make some salaries match up. And sure, it can be players, you can add up the salaries, and it could be players that you didn't even realize were making eight figures. But in the case of trading for a player on a supermax deal, the only way it was going to work is to trade a player who was making a significant amount of money, and Chris Paul was. So Morey flips some draft picks, some draft swaps. What does Daryl Morey care about giving up number ones in 2024 and 2026? Heck, he's probably even admitted to people close to him, if this doesn't work, I may not be here. come 2024. He is trying to keep the Houston Rockets every year in the mix to win the West and win the NBA championship. And it hasn't worked, but he keeps trying. And I admire that so much. How much, no matter what your favorite team is, maybe you don't even like basketball. Whatever your sport is, think of your favorite team. And think of those times where you've said, why doesn't this organization go out and get this? When it's clear to everybody that getting that would help your team win more and contend and maybe win a championship. That's what Daryl Morey does. He goes out and gets whatever he thinks will help him contend for an NBA championship. I don't know how this is going to work out, but the only previous times Russell Westbrook and James Harden got to the NBA Finals, they were teammates. And I know Kevin Durant isn't their teammate now, but that's all the reasons why I called the Westbrook shot to Houston. And so much of it had to do with the reputation of the most aggressive general manager in North American professional sports, Daryl Morey. Again, you can email me at right.todd@yahoo.com. Follow me on Facebook, Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, or on Instagram at ToddWright2019. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME for a free consult. And by Pin Chasers, three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, Zephyr Hills, North Armenia, and the Veterans location on West Hillsboro. Congrats to Anthony Peroni and the entire Pin Chasers family on their 60th anniversary. Thanks for listening to the Toddcast. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you soon.